This update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville will hold upcoming office hours meetings to talk with residents, answer their questions, and update them about state spending within the budget process for the upcoming fiscal year. The trio of meetings will take place at the following times and locations on Monday, May 20th, and Friday, May 31st. Monday, May 20th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Marlette Township Hall, located at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette. Friday, May 31st from 9 to 10 a.m. at Bad Axe Airport, located at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe. And Friday, May 31st from 11 a.m. to noon at Sandusky Airport, located at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky. I remain committed to keeping people I represent informed, Alexander said. I look forward to answering questions people may have and providing updates on where constituents' tax dollars are going as part of advancing budget plans. I invite anyone who is interested to attend. No appointments are necessary to attend. Those who are unable to attend but wish to speak with Representative Alexander can contact his office by calling 517-373-1791 or emailing gregalexander@house.mi.gov. On Sunday night, Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen, along with six deputies and MSP troopers, responded to reports of a suicidal individual in Grant Township. The man, hailing from St. Clair Shores, was armed with a handgun and appeared to seek confrontation with law enforcement in a suicide-by-cop scenario. Despite efforts involving advanced technology such as drones and thermal imaging, he attempted to take his own life. Elkton Ambulance Service promptly transported the subject to Shure Hospital with a life-threatening head wound, and he was airlifted the following morning for emergency surgery. As of Monday evening, the subject remains alive at the time of the press release. Assistance from MSP troopers and Elkton Ambulance was crucial. Remember, help is available by texting or calling 988. For the full written article, visit thumbnet.net. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
Water main replacement in Owosso and lead service line removals in Escanaba are among more than $23 million in state grants recently awarded to Michigan communities to protect public health and Michigan's water resources. The MI Clean Water Plan grants through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and support from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act aim to help communities upgrade aging infrastructure, ensure healthy drinking water, and protect Michigan's environment. 70% of Michiganders are served by more than 1,000 community wastewater systems, and a similar percentage get drinking water from community water systems. Those systems often struggle to find resources to address legacy issues like aging drinking water and stormwater facilities and emerging challenges like new standards for PFAS, or what are known as forever chemicals. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan legislature, and federal agencies have ramped up funding for aging water infrastructure, a critical move to help ensure those water systems continue to protect public health and the environment, including Michigan's unmatched freshwater resources. More than half of Eagle's budget has traditionally passed through to Michigan cities, towns, villages, and other local government agencies to finance critical improvements that help them better protect residents and our natural resources. A New York appeals court today upheld the gag order in Donald Trump's hush money trial, finding that Judge Juan M. Merchan properly determined that Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in this case as well. Trump had asked the state's intermediate appeals court to lift or modify the gag order, which bars him from commenting publicly about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the case, including the judge's family and prosecutors, other than District Attorney Alvin Bragg. In its ruling, a five-judge appeals panel noted that Trump wasn't claiming that the gag order had infringed on his right to a fair trial. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is currently 49 degrees, 46 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 8 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 80%.